You're listening to VPR News. I'm Alex Keefe. You've heard the old saying, it takes money to make money. Well, a group of policymakers and community stakeholders is now finding out sometimes it costs money to save money. That's just one of the problems facing people trying to figure out what to do with Vermont Interactive Technologies after its funding runs out at the end of the year. Hillary Niles reports.
Vermont Interactive Technologies is a network of 17 video conferencing sites around the state where people participate in classes, public hearings, and other meetings around Vermont or around the world by only traveling to the nearest VIT studio. The state has invested about $22 million since 1988 to build VIT. Last spring, in a move that appeared to save $800,000 a year, the governor and lawmakers agreed to eliminate it by the end of 2015.
Whether in the long run this really is saving money for the state in the big picture is questionable.
John Sales is a member of both VIT's coordinating council and a special working group lawmakers asked for advice about how to transition away from VIT. Sales questions the ultimate savings because VIT's biggest client, Vermont State Colleges, is spending hundreds of thousands of dollars to come up with its own alternative. But it won't be available for everyone, so the work group is proposing a new pared-back system that will cost about $150,000 a year. They're also recommending the legislature pay someone $100,000 just to move VIT's decommissioned equipment and another $100,000 to salvage some of that and move it to new sites. Cost aside, this is tricky. The money won't come through for weeks or months, if ever, and new sites aren't yet confirmed. But VIT needs to move most of its studios by December 31st. Also, lawmakers won't decide until 2016 who gets VIT's assets once it's dissolved. Stephen Whitaker, a longtime telecom and IT advocate, voiced his concerns to the work group on Tuesday. Disjointed logistics aside, he thinks the proposed self-serve video conference model will not be adequate for holding effective public hearings.
So you've got no appropriation, you've got no authority to move the equipment, and you've got no provision to take care of the public hearing element of what VIT could do.
Whitaker floated his own proposal for keeping VIT functional through the legislative session using $100,000 in emergency funding. The working group's final recommendations are due December 1st. For VPR News, I'm Hillary Niles.